Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you like. People call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Excuse me, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, college hoops is starting to get pretty real, baby, as the ASU Sun Devils go to Tucson, take care of business on a last-second buzzer-beating hitting shot. You can feel the vibe if you know what I'm talking about, people. It's called March Madness, and it's literally right around the corner. Can't wait for it. That's a huge victory for the ASU Sun Devils. There's two teams from the pack and maybe a third. We'll have to see what winds up happening, but that was huge. Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers play on Saturday night. Unbelievable finish there. Mike Wilson, come on now. Tatum hits that three, and then Joel Embiid makes like a 70-footer that doesn't count. Are you kidding me, brother? Good morning. How are you, man?
I am doing good, and yes, prayers and all that kind of stuff were answered in Tucson yesterday. Just unbelievable. I got a feeling, though, if those two teams meet up in the Pac-12 tournament, there's going to be some payback in a big way by U of A. And Jason Tatum didn't have a great game shooting-wise, but
true.
Sometimes it just matters. Sometimes it just matters when you hit the shot, buddy. And he hit
it. I agree.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And you can get at us, too, if you like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we're going to hook up with the real John Poulter, who, by the way, you can get at him at 12, John Poulter, on Twitter. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
All right, no complaints. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I think you saw the text that I may have shot you the other day. The Bruins are trying to put a stranglehold on this thing, and the deadline is literally right around the corner for the NHL. They made moves pretty quickly, and I'll tell you what, I really, really like their chances even more now. What say you?
Well, it's definitely a depth trade. Neither of these guys are superstars. The good news is for Boston fans, they did not have to give up any primary players off their roster. I was a little bit surprised that they gave up a first-round draft pick in the deal because, as I say, neither of the guys they acquired are what you would consider to be superstars. They're both depth pairing on the defense and probably third or fourth line forwards to when they fit in Boston. So I suspect that Don Sweeney, the Bruins general manager, probably has something else up his sleeve between now and Friday, the trade deadline day. You don't give up a first round draft pick, even one that's going to be as late in the draft as Boston's is obviously going to be based on their record so far. You don't give up a first round draft pick for depth players in those cases on a team that's already strong. So I think we're going to see another move from Boston. I suspect they're going to move another defenseman somewhere. Orlov is very much a stay-at-home defenseman. He's not a great puck carrier. He's a good puck mover, but he's not a great puck carrier. He's not tremendous offensively. Doesn't play rough. He doesn't take a lot of penalty minutes. So I think we need to keep our eye on Boston. I don't think they're finished yet, Andy.
Okay, but I was listening to PK Subban the other day, and this guy, he likes it as much as I like it. So Let's see how all that stuff turns out for the Bruins. I mean, obviously, they're heads and tails above everybody right now in general. So I know that the Maple Leafs are making a little push. But at the end of the day, the Bruins have been the class of the league all season long. So we'll see how things kind of shake out for them. Go ahead, Mike. I know you had something. I'm sorry.
No, it's perfectly fine, Dorf. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
As we get in, you know, we're in the second half of the season. Obviously, we get, you know, team tuning up for the playoff push and all that. What are some things that we need to be aware of or just kind of keep our eye on? I know you just mentioned Boston and not being finished making some deals, but what are some things that you're going to be looking for in the second half of the season from some of these playoff teams?
Well, I think we're starting to see the real Colorado Avalanche stepping up here, Mike. excuse me. We've talked all season about how they've been sort of down in the weeds, so to speak. All of a sudden, they're in second place in the Central Division, only 3 points behind Dallas. With two games in hand, they've currently won 5 in a row, 7-1-2 in their last 10. So I think we're starting to see the real Colorado Avalanche. I think we were misled a little bit because of the injuries. That's a team that I'm looking at to really make a push. And Andy mentioned the Leafs sort of trying to get into that race with Boston. I just don't think that's realistic. I think the gap is too wide and the Bruins are too good. I think Toronto's biggest concern right now is holding off Tampa Bay for second place in that division and home ice advantage in that first-round playoff series.
Yeah, I would agree, and I'll tell you what, looking around, you know, just in general, there are those Vegas Knights again, guys. Like, I'm sorry, but one of these years, we're going to be talking about them hoisting up the Stanley Cup trophy, John, and you know what? Maybe it's this year. I don't know. But once again, there they are. They're knocking on that door, right? They're tops. The LA Kings are right behind them in the Pacific. But truth be told, you guys know me. I just kind of gravitated to this team, and I'm sticking with them. Like that's my team. I'm sticking with the Golden Knights, and I think that sooner or later, they are going to be hoisting that trophy, John.
I think they're heading in the right direction, Andy. The one thing that kind of concerns me as a very neutral observer with Vegas is there seems to be a constant amount of change going on there. And I think Bill Foley is a bit of a meddlesome owner. And we all know that sometimes being a meddlesome owner works. Look at George Steinbrenner, the New York Yankees. We also know that in some cases a meddlesome owner does not work. Look at Harold Ballard and the Toronto Maple Leafs. So which side of the fence Foley falls on in Vegas is going to be an interesting question. They certainly have not done a bad job in terms of loading up on talent in the 3 years they've been in existence. But they are in a dogfight there, but clearly they're doing the right thing, and they seem to be coming back after a little bit of a slump mid-December to mid-January.
You know, John, you know, we talked about Boston right off the jump, you know, just being so good. What's just made them so good? I mean, they're 45-8. I mean, there's not a better team, obviously, right now than them. But just what has made them so spectacular the whole year? I mean, it's kind of, you know, teams get off to great starts and they have some, you know, streaks in there and all that, maybe some ups and downs. It just doesn't seem like Boston's had any downs at all this year. And what's been the cause of that?
Well, they've been pretty consistent right from the get-go, Mike. They're having a really good year out of David Pastrnak, 42 goals in 58 games. So clearly putting the puck in the net. They've got a pretty solid team defensively. They're getting great goaltending out of Omark. So it's just one of those things that one of those years, I think, where everything just seems to have fallen into place. And quite frankly, I was surprised because I knew they'd be a reasonably good team. I did not see them being this good. They're on a pace to set a record for the most points in a season. The record is still the 76-77 Montreal Canadiens, who I believe won 60 games, lost 8, and tied 12 in an 80-game schedule. So with the extra 2 games, Boston has a chance to eclipse that record. The last time I looked, I think they were getting about 81.6% of the points that were available. So you do the math very quickly, and that probably puts them on pace for about 133, 134 points. But clearly this is a team that right now is the class of the NHL, and all they have to do is keep playing the way they've been playing, doing what they've been doing. And maybe I talked earlier about Sweeney making another move by Friday, which to me the trade last week indicates there is something else coming. But at some point you have to sit back and wonder, why would you tinker with something that's operating as well?
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're breaking down NHL hockey as the deadline is fast approaching. Are we sleeping on the Carolina Hurricanes and or the New Jersey Devils? Because we haven't talked about those guys, like, literally at all. And you know what? They're right there in the mix as far as points go, 85 and 83 respectively. So are we sleeping on those two squads a little bit?
I think we're sleeping on Carolina. I think Carolina is a good team. I think they struggled a little bit earlier on, but they've kind of gotten things together the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. New Jersey, they've surprised me immensely. I still think they're playing a little bit above their head. I don't see them challenging Carolina, but they'll certainly be a factor. But, yeah, I think Carolina might be the team that'll give Boston. Carolina and Tampa might be the teams that will give Boston the biggest run for their money in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think we're definitely in for a solid run when it comes to the postseason NHL hockey, and I know it's a little bit of ways, but I don't know. Just like the NBA and everything else, the March Madness, I think that's what we all really, really live for, and we can't wait to see. So I'm excited for it. And on the other side, we got to talk a little bit about Manny Machado making $350 million deal. So start thinking about that one, fellas, as we take a break. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports. John Poulter comes to us from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we talk hockey. We also talk Major League Baseball, too. And we're close to a deal happening here, fellas. Manny Machado going to finalize a $350 million deal. Looking like 11 years. I don't know, man. I'm kind of torn. Like, I know this guy's a great talent. Don't get me wrong. But what have the Padres really done over the last couple few years when they've been trying to make these big splashes? And I don't know. I understand the way the business works, John. I totally get it. And you got to pay guys. But does this deal make sense to you? Mike, are you there? Or John?
No, I'm here. Yeah.
John, do we have John? Or we dropped John. Okay. Mike, does the deal make a lot of sense to you?
No, I'm not a big fan of these 10-year deals, 11-year deals, 13-year deals. The players are signing, and to be quite honest, it seems like the Padres are the kings of making these 13 year deals, and I seriously doubt that the players going to see all $350 million, $400 million dollars of the deal. And when you take a look at the San Diego Padres payroll, if you put Juan Soto in with Machado, Bogarts, and Tatis, they have over $1 billion in contract money that they have to dole out over the next 10 years. Now, will they probably dole out every single penny of that? Probably not. Probably some of that's going to be deferred, and they'll be paying it off for years. But my question is, San Diego's not, I mean, it's a big city. You and I have both been there. I mean, it's a great city. If it wasn't so expensive, I may live out there because it's a gorgeous city. But it's a small, in terms of market size, it's small. I want to know where they're getting all this money to throw out to these players.
Yeah, so we do have John back. And John, I was talking, I don't know how much you heard or didn't hear, but obviously, you heard me before the break saying we'll discuss the Manny Machado deal and $350 million, 11 years. I'm trying to figure out the sense of it, and maybe I'm wrong. I mean, and Mike is kind of on the same page, it sounds like, as me, but I'm wondering why you make a deal for 11 years with this guy. I'm just curious, your thoughts, and if am I missing something, and this is a great deal.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I'm getting very, I'm not saying I'm going to say concerned. I guess curious is probably a better word. If it was my money, I'd be very concerned, but I guess I'm curious. All these teams going with these 10, 11, and 12-year contracts for these multi-millions of dollars, I guess the contracts are insured. So from the from an injury standpoint, I guess they're okay. But I just have to wonder, you know, I look at the last two or three shortstops that have signed. They've all signed long enough contracts to get them to about age 40. And how many guys can play Major League shortstop at age 40? They're clearly working on the basis that they're overpaying for the next 4 or 5 years and they're stretching it out. But I don't think it's good business. To Mike's point, San Diego's not a big city. They do have the advantage of being the only pro sports team in San Diego, so maybe they feel that there's a bit more interest there in terms of sponsorship and radio rights and TV rights and so on and so forth. But San Diego is not a market that I consider a big market. It's always been in the shadow of Los Angeles, which I guess is about 2 hours up the coast. So I'm puzzled by this, and to Mike's point, Padres have got a tremendous amount of money invested in 3 or 4 major long-term contracts, and at some point in time, that bill is going to have to be paid. I guess ownership and the management are working on the basis that they can get a couple of World Series in those first 5 or 6 years, and that will justify it. But unfortunately, the problem is going to be for the next general manager of the Padres, not for the current general manager.
Hey, Mike, before you say something, I just want to jump in. And I think that, that right there, what you said at the end, John, that's the answer to our question or my question to you guys is how in the world can you throw that kind of money and that kind of those amount of years on the deal and you hit it? They're thinking they're going to strike gold in the next year to three, one to three years. That's got to happen. Otherwise, I actually think the future of their organization could very well be in big trouble. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry about that, but you hit the nail on the head. They got to win a World Series. That's the goal in the next three and maybe I'll say maybe 5 years. But that seems like a really really long time from now. So 1 to 3 years, they got to win a World Series. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, you there? Having a little trouble with you guys with the phone.
Oh, there we go.
There he is. What's up, Mike?
Yeah.
There you go.
We're back, yeah. Yeah, we got those scorpions working overtime this morning out here in the sticks. John, I have a couple of questions for you. And Dorf, I absolutely agree with your assessment that it has to happen in the next year to 3 years, maybe 4 years, to reap some benefit out of these deals. But, John, my question is, one, if Machado and Bogarts and Soto and Tatis are making all this money, where does Ohtani fit in? Like, how much money is that guy going to get when
he goes
on the free agent market? And then my second question is, it's these new rules have already kind of reared their ugly head with the batter clock violation at a game yesterday between the Braves and the Red Sox, and just give me your assessment of
I knew you were going to talk about that. I don't forget, you know, in terms of the Padres, don't forget the money that they threw at Yu Darvish just last week on a similar, not quite as long a contract, but certainly big dollars. I think it's a big issue, and we've talked about it, and I think what they're trying to do is outspend and outplay the Dodgers, but they can't play the same game the Dodgers play in terms of the finances, so they've got to be very very careful. In terms of the new rules, interesting thing yesterday, I watched a little bit of a couple of games. And two things came to mind. The first one was the point you mentioned, with the bases loaded, there was a third strike called on an Atlanta Braves batter. I believe it was Conley, which was kind of the end of the game. Very strange way to start the season. I guess it's a good thing that they're going to learn these rules quickly, and why better to learn them now than in the regular season when the games count. But the other thing that struck me as rather odd, and this was more of a curiosity thing than anything else, with the byproduct of all of these new rules about batters in the boxes and certain have to be ready within 8 seconds and pitch clock and so on and so forth, I took a quick look at all of the spring training games' time yesterday. Excuse me, and it was kind of interesting. They were all over the map. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Tigers played a game in 2:15. The Cleveland Guardians and the Cincinnati Reds played a game in 2:23. the Angels in Seattle in 2016 and the Dodgers in Milwaukee in 2021. But then we went to the other end of the scale and we had two games, Arizona, Oakland, and San Francisco, and the Cubs that were both 3 hours and 6 minutes. So I'm not really sure how successful the time rules were. If we're seeing three-hour games in the spring, I hate to think what we're going to see in the regular season when the Yankees and the Red Sox play. But it was interesting to see that out of the 15 or 16 games yesterday, that the timings were all over the map. So lots to be learned from this. I think the pitchers are going to have a bigger adjustment than the hitters, because the hitters can probably adjust better to stepping in quickly and getting ready quickly. Some of these pitchers that are stepping off and taking their time and looking to second base, looking to first base, stepping off the mound, talking to the catcher, I think it's going to be a bit of a challenge for a couple of guys. Two guys that immediately come to mind are Kevin Gausman with the Blue Jays. He's very deliberate in the way he plays. And Gallegos in St. Louis is very, very slow, and he's a key part of their bullpen. So there's a couple of guys that are going to have to really pick it up. They're going to need to do that in spring training, or we're going to have some real ugly situations in the regular season. I'm glad to see them calling the rules. It's the only way these guys are going to get used to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, you know, watching how they implement things, right? Like with the shift, how do you enforce that first and foremost? What are they exactly trying to change with it? What it's going to mean to the game? What the players feel about it. Like there's a lot of things that they've got to kind of figure out with some of these rule changes, John. And ultimately, I think, like you said, better that they're calling it now. They got to figure it out, and they should be prepared when the season actually happens. So learn from your failure early. I hear the music. We appreciate you, John. Are you there?
Yes. Yes,
okay, Sam, we appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, and I'm away next week, so we'll chat in a couple of weeks.
That's right. Have a great day curling next week, and we will catch up with you in a couple of weeks. John Poulter, our professor of sports. We talk Major League Baseball and NHL hockey with him. Quite naturally, he comes to us from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for coming back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you. Man, we love hanging out with you people, actually, by the way. Remember, always live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Just adjust your dials, your clocks, wherever the heck you may be on the globe. We appreciate you checking us out, man. We have people in Australia who check us out. We have people in New Zealand who check us out. We have people in the UK, man. You're all over, so we appreciate you people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Mike, let's just keep it going with the phone lines, man. I mean, we must have struck a nerve with these cats early, man, because it's like hour one and these guys are chomping at the bit to get on with us. We got MISM, that's Mitch in Santa Monica. For those of you that don't know the program very well, very regular, frequent caller, and he's got a sidekick with him today. That's his son, who goes by the nickname of Max in Berkeley, because that's where he went to college. He went to school there. He lived out there for a while. And now his story is better than all of ours, man. I just like Max and Bert. What's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Spanning the globe with Mike and Dorf on Sports, Andy Dorf. I'm here with Berkeley Max, and we are right now cruising eastbound on the 10th Freeway with just unbelievable snow-covered peaks. And I'm going to let Max from Berkeley kind of let you in on what's going to happen today after last week going to the Genesis Open, watching some amazing golf. But here's Max. Max, say hi to the boys.
Hello, boys. We've got a great race in store for us today. It is the last year of the famous two-mile race, two-mile course at the Fontana Speedway. We got Kyle Larson at a 5-1 favorite today. We got Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who won the Daytona 500 last week. Not going to pull for him this week. We got Danny Hamlin at a 17-2, but I got to go with Kyle Larson, the local hometown boy, last year of the famous two-mile oval. You got to go. He's got to take his hometown win.
Dallas 400, baby!
So is that the Cup Series, or what is that one?
NASCAR Cup Series. It's their next year. They're turning the track into a little short track, so it's a little bit of a controversy within the NASCAR driving world. But it's the famous 2 mile. We got cars going upwards of 200 miles an hour. Go fast, turn left, baby. Go fast, turn left.
So I guess I know why you guys are calling in early, because you guys are like, that's starting here maybe in the next 20 minutes or something. Am I correct? Like it's getting going.
The start starts at 12:30.
Okay.
A lot of pre-race activities. So we left at 8, about an hour drive. We're actually headed towards you guys. If we just stayed on the 10 here, who knows? We would run into Big Mike and Andy Dorf on Sports. But we're gonna get off here in about 30 minutes, make a left, and go to the in Pomona, go to the Fontana to AAA Motor Speedway. Like Max said, this is the last and final year of the 2 mile oval there. And watch a bunch of cars go fast and turn left for 200 laps.
All right. So, have you guys ever been to the Daytona 500? Since we're going this route with you guys, I mean, I know MISM doesn't mess around, man. Like this guy makes it happen. Have you made the Daytona 500 happen for you and Max yet?
We have not done the 500, the Daytona 500. hopefully within the next few years, we'll go to the running of the Indy 500. And this year, there's a high probability of going to the Formula One race in Vegas. Those are the hopes when it comes to races in the future. But no, the 500 at Daytona, that is a dream race. We have not made it out there yet, but we are just new to the NASCAR scene. So
all right,
hopefully in the next coming years, we'll make a trip out to Daytona.
He's selling himself short. Max is a big motorsports fan, knows a lot more about F1, as you know. But we're, once you get into it, you kind of been dabbling into NASCAR, and we've been going to the Clash at the Coliseum the last 2 years, which is a quarter-mile oval inside. Oh, my God, I got an Amber Alert here. Hello.
Hey, look out, look out.
Well, I'm telling you. This is Santa Monica and Max and Berkeley on the way to the NASCAR. Alerts are going off.
This is live radio, baby. Hey, so let me ask you this, okay? Let me ask you this. I got a serious question. Serious question for you, because I have been out to Phoenix International Raceway, it's a party, okay? So when I've been out there for events, Mike, I don't know if you've been. Have you been out to PIR or no?
Yeah, no, I've been out to PIR a couple of times.
Okay. So, I mean, first and foremost, fellas, let me lay it out there for you. Okay, so the scenery is absolutely beautiful because you got this track like basically just hovered around mountains, right? Like, so the scenery is awesome. But I'm telling you, man, people don't really understand how big NASCAR is. Okay, like you can go to a NASCAR event and you don't even have to go to the go inside and watch the race. You could just stay out in the parking lot and hang out and have all kinds of fun. Like you said, like there's all kinds of different events going on. I don't think we give it its due justice. NASCAR is pretty freaking cool, fellas. Like it is a special event, and it's a big time event. So I encourage you guys, if you haven't, like, is that what it's like there? Is it going to be a party just like it would at PIR? Yes or no?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, this is our first trip out there, and we haven't got it yet. We don't know what to expect.
All right, so I'm telling you what to expect.
I know that they did tell us to get there. They did get there early because parking fills up. So we're going to get there, 3.5 hours before race time. There's a way you can go into the pit beforehand, see the drivers, see the cars. Then they have a whole fan fest. With concerts and
yes,
stuff. So it's going to be a fun-filled day, and then we got 3 hours of racing at least ahead of us.
All
so.
I got to say is we got a cooler full of beer in the back, and it's going to be a good day.
You guys are going to fit in just fine. Don't worry about it. But listen, here's the truth, okay? I'm telling you, it is an absolute party. So yeah. I'm glad you brought your drinking shoes with you because you're going to need them, but honestly, be safe, be careful out there, have an amazing time, because I'm going to tell you, if you can get some earplugs, get them, okay? If you can get some earplugs, get them.
Dude, I have the earplugs, I got binoculars, okay. But actually if you haven't been, and what you do is you rent these scanners, and if you go off enough, you buy them. And then you can tune into each one of the cars talking to each other or the play-by-play, so you know what's going on. So you have the headsets on like the guys have in the pits, and you're listening to all this chatter. It's really cool. It's super cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
so anyway,
yes.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I have another something that I can move over a little bit if you want to talk another topic. As I was kind of killing the day yesterday, as you know, it's been raining here, I found Live Golf from Mexico on TV. And I don't know if you guys have watched any of the Live Golf.
But I haven't.
The leaderboard, the leaderboard kind of looks like NASCAR. It's really weird. Because you remember, everyone started from a shotgun. So they don't tell you what hole anyone's on. They just tell you how many holes there are to play for everyone. So it's
okay.
17 holes of golf, 6 holes of golf. And it was, and the guys are in shorts. I'm like, dude, I don't need. It's like I can see dudes in shorts at Rancho Park. Like, come on, be a professional golfer for God's sake. I mean, what is this nonsense? And it felt kind of cheesy, kind of like the USFL in a way. You know, then they got the team, like the whole teams that are going. So you got the team monikers next to the guys' names, much like you do with NASCAR, with Ford or Chevrolet. And they have all these wacky colors, you know. They all look kind of like the Barcelona, you know, football team. Remember European football?
Okay.
Yeah.
That going down, you know, and it's weird colors. And then they have, like, music playing. Or if it's just a part of the broadcast. It was really interesting, difficult, and something I don't know if I really care to do again.
Okay,
and
Your point, it sounds a little bit like from what I'm hearing from a few players at least that obviously defected, if you will, to the LIV Tour. They may be having a little bit of buyer's remorse at this point. And I think you may have hit the nail on the head with how you put it, like cheesy, okay? Who plays in groups, first and foremost, with a team? This is an individual sport. Who plays three rounds? It's rinky-dinky style. It's country club style. That's what it is. And to the point of what the people on the PGA are having a problem with, I have the same problem. This is not growing the game of golf, fellas. This is taking the game of golf backwards, okay? So to me, that's the biggest issue I have with everything that I've heard, seen, and had anything to do with LIV. I myself have not checked it out because I'm not going to watch it because I just don't care that enough about it. But ultimately, I think you hit it on the head. It's a little bit cheesy. Mike, have you checked it out?
I've checked it out a couple of times. I agree with Mitch. It can be tough. It's kind of interesting at first, but then, you know, Mitch says cheesy. I say gimmicky. It just comes off as kind of gimmicky a little bit. Yeah. And then at the end of the day, I'm not sitting there like I watched the PGA Tour for a few hours to watch those guys. It's been like in 20-minute increments, you know, a couple of times. And
I haven't checked it out at all.
Right. I sit there and just go, okay, this is 20 minutes. I'll never get back after I'm done watching it. And I can understand the buyer's remorse by some of these players. I don't know if it's going to survive long term. I kind of hope it falls on its face. Because it just seems like Greg Norman and the Saudis are just buying players. They're just throwing money at it. And,
absolutely.
And that's about it.
I agree. Hey, yeah, Mitch, let you run. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, all I'm going to say is I think you understand, like, why we aren't as interested in it is sport is about telling a story. Every game, every competition is a story. And without having like a true competitive nature behind it, and especially a sport like golf that, for a true sports fan, it's fun to watch, but it is a slow-moving sport, and you need to have drama and, like, oh, you miss a putt or you miss a chip mean something, and without having that mean anything, you're literally just like what Fish said, watching some random guys at Rancho Park in Los Angeles playing golf on a Sunday, having a 6 a.m. tee time.
I also think, building up on what Max said, you know, the story of playing a golf course is you start at 1 and you finish at 18, and how you navigate that. And to say that when you do a shotgun, I don't think then the course, everyone is reading the same book or having to navigate the same story. Yes, they're the same holes, but when you put them in different order, I think it changes the complexity. And Andy, I know you, as a player, could comment even more on that I think courses are set up in a way to tell a story from 1 to 18. Not if you start on 7 and end on 8. That's just a different story.
I love it. I think it's an interesting point, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I know we're up against the clock here, so I'm going to let you guys run. Enjoy the day. Have so much fun. I actually want some pictures shot to me and things like that, so kind of keep me posted on the day, fellas, please.
Absolutely. Hey, you would not believe this. We're driving to Santa Monica, and there's snow behind the Hollywood sign. in the mountains.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. We've never seen it like this. It's going to be amazing.
Maybe a shot right now, fellas. Send me a pic right now, please. Drive safely. We'll talk to you guys real soon.
Have a great day, guys.
MISM and Max, man, what a combo. I can't believe it. We love those guys so much. Anyways, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Alrighty, welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. Mike, by the way, I did get that picture sent to me from Max from Berkeley. They shot me a picture of what the city looks like. Dude, I'm going to send it over to you. It looks a lot like Phoenix does when we have snow in the distance. You know what I mean? Like, so really cool seeing snow out there in the mountains when it's not super duper cold and like up to our doors, right? Like I like looking at it in the distance. That's what I'm trying to say, Mike. I don't like having it at my front door, like the people in Wisconsin and the people in Minnesota, like that. Get rid of that crap. Are you kidding me? Like, it's going to be March, and they're going to be having snow. Are you kidding me? I don't want nothing to do with that, brother. Anyways, hour one's in the books, dude. Hour two, we're going to talk a lot of hoops. Is that all right with you?
That is perfectly okay.
All right, man, we're going to get out of here for this hour, and we'll come back. Hour number two, a lot about the NBA, a lot about college hoops, and probably throw in some NFL football, too. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us people right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The director of the CIA says the U.S. is confident that China is considering giving Russia lethal equipment to use in the war against Ukraine. Although William Burns told Face the Nation there has not been evidence of shipments yet.
Secretary Blinken and the president have thought it important to make very clear what the consequences of that would be.
Burns said the United States is hoping to deter Beijing. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says China giving lethal weapons to Russia would be a serious mistake.
Beijing will have to make its own decisions about how it proceeds, whether it provides military assistance. But if it goes down that road, it will come at real cost.
China accuses the U.S. of pouring weapons into the battlefield. Meanwhile, the U.S. has more sanctions for Russia on the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine invasion.
The Biden administration imposing the new sanctions on Russia, which include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals who support the invasion. While announcing the new sanctions, the White House also unveiled a new $2 billion economic package for Ukraine, which is coming from the Group of Seven Nations. I'm John Schaefer.
Nearly 80,000 homes and businesses in Southern California are without power after a massive winter storm that brought snow and even a blizzard warning.
I've lived in Los Angeles my whole life, and I haven't seen any snow since the late 50s.
The National Weather Service says it is one of the strongest storm systems ever to hit Southern California. Forecasters, though, expect conditions to improve today. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says 15 truckloads of contaminated soil have been disposed of from the East Palestine train derailment. The EPA says over 500 homes have been screened for reentry. Officials from Michigan and Texas say they didn't get any warning that contaminated soil and water from the train derailment would be coming to their jurisdictions. Over 1 million gallons of toxic waste have been removed from the site of the derailment. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A group of anti-abortion doctors who asked a federal judge to vacate the FDA's approval of the abortion pill mifepristone are awaiting the judge's ruling, which is expected any day now. The doctors claim the FDA improperly approved the drug in 2000. The ruling could temporarily halt access to the drug even in states where abortion is legal. Smoking marijuana could be bad for your heart. Karen Sloan has details of a warning that comes from a new study.
The study, led by researchers at Stanford University, finds that frequent marijuana use can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Analyzing data from 500,000 people, the team found that those who smoked marijuana more than once a month were much more likely to have a heart attack than those who used less often, and users were more likely than non-users to have an attack before turning 50. Pot smoking appears to increase inflammation in the blood vessels, the scientists say, though they note that can be blocked by a molecule found in some beans. The full study is due online in April in the journal Cell.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling more than a million candles sold at Walmart stores because the glass can crack, which leads to cuts and burns. The candles being recalled are Mainstay's three Wicked candles with fall and Halloween scents. They were sold between September and November of last year. Tonight's 29th Annual Screen Actors Guild from California is at 5 p.m. Pacific, will be streamed on Netflix YouTube channel. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, lots of sports talk about what's happening now, later, in the future. Who the hell knows, because it's always changing, but we're going to try to catch up with it and keep you as well informed as we possibly can. A lot of NBA hoops, a lot of college hoops, maybe some NFL football, because you can always talk NFL football. Mike Wilson, you ready to rock? You ready to roll? You ready to get through this thing and break it down? Like, come on, how did they not count that bucket by Joel Embiid? I know it was after the buzzer, but holy cow, 70-footer, and he just nails that bad boy. Come on now.
Yeah, he nailed it, but it was in his hand. So, I mean, it was pretty clear and obvious that basket was going to count. Look, Embiid even was shaking his head. He walked off the court, he was shaking his head. He's like, nah, I didn't get that off. But it was a thrilling game once again. But once again, the Celtics showed why that the Sixers are their little boy and that Boston is their daddy. Yeah.
Oh, man, listen to you.
Great, man.
You got bragging rights right now, but we'll see what happens later on when we know what we're headed to. A crash course, Milwaukee Bucks, Boston Celtics. That's what's in front of us, people. I ain't going to lie to you. Anyways, we got to take a break. A ton to talk about in the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
Thank you.
everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified 2% based on total average rates.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you. You can get at us, everybody, if you'd like. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, so looking at things in the Eastern Conference, Boston Celtics 44-17, Milwaukee 42-17, have an opportunity to get that record better in a little less, right around an hour, let's just say, as they will be hosting the Phoenix Suns. No Giannis, no KD. I actually think it makes it a pretty fair and even game when you take those two guys off the floor and you put everybody else out there. Jay Crowder going to get a chance to go up against his old squad. I think it's going to be interesting to kind of watch that. We talked about Philadelphia-Boston from Saturday night. Philly has been playing better as of late. And
yes.
I think that we can all agree – it's Boston and Milwaukee, okay? And then there's an outside chance that you can put Philadelphia kind of in there. They're not with them,
right?
But they're kind of like you got A1 and A2, right? And then you got B+, right? In the Philadelphia 76ers, they're not quite there, but they could. If Boston or Milwaukee is having an off night and Boston, Philly might get him, right? Like it could happen. Didn't happen in Philadelphia. Like I said, it was craziness, man, when you think about that. That like Tatum hits that three-pointer at the end of the game, and like you said, he didn't have a great game. And then Joel Embiid just tosses it up from 70. I know it was after the freaking buzzer, but yeah. Holy hell, man. Like that, come on now. And with like what happened in college hoops yesterday, all the buzzer beaters, right? Like you're starting to get that right. Feel and that vibe. Like we're getting closer to some really, really fun times in the basketball world, right? Okay, so that's what's going on in the Eastern Conference, okay? When you look at the Western Conference, though, I think Denver's going to wind up having that one spot. But who gets the two spot, right? Like, is it the Grizzlies played really well, and they handled Denver on Saturday night. That was an impressive victory for them.
Right.
I don't think that they're not catching them. Sacramento, did you watch the real All-Star game the other night? Sacramento playing the Clippers. Did you see that All-Star game?
I saw some highlights of it, which was
that was the real All-Star game, Mike. That was the real All-Star game. Did you see that? Like, dude, two overtimes, 176, 175, or whatever it was. Are you kidding me? That was
right.
A regular season game.
Yeah.
Anyways, we don't believe in Sacramento. That's my point, okay? Then you have the
right.
Phoenix Suns who, look, we know that they might have a chance to be pretty good. The biggest question or concern that you, me, and everybody else has is the health. And KD's been traded now. He's been on the Suns for a while. He hasn't played. He ain't playing today. I think we're eyeballing a Wednesday return for him, maybe coming up this week, maybe Monday. I don't know. It's coming. Okay, we know that. But I think the question is will the Phoenix Suns be healthy enough, and do they have enough depth because of the trades? Right. Like so,
right.
That's the question about them. The Clippers, what do you think of Russ joining the Clippers, first and foremost?
I'm not a big believer in Westbrook anymore. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's had a great career, triple-double guy, that whole thing. But it's a shooter's league, and until he can figure that shot out and make shots from 15 to 18 feet, 10 feet, I would leave him open. I'm like, okay, go ahead and shoot it. I dare you, you know? So he's going to have the same problems that he had in the other locker room in the Staples Center.
Right? But
let
me throw this at you. Okay, so I agree. I agree 1,000% on the shooting aspect. However,
but he has better talent around him.
Right, I was just going to say, and ultimately, like, we don't know what Russ would have done with the new-look Lakers, because it absolutely is a way better look than it's been in a long time, okay? So I give a little bit of credit to the Lakers for what they did. They made some decent moves for the future, okay? But with that being said, we're talking about the clip show here, and first night, first game, I mean, Russ did have 14 assists, bro. 5 rebounds. He had
right.
like 17 points, something like that. And I think the difference is with shooters all around you, like Russ can kind of go back to being the Russ of old to a certain degree. And I'm not saying he's that guy, okay? I know he's not.
Right.
But he can get his mindset back in that frame where he was at that point in time. And he's got to be more of a facilitator. And you know what? When he gets points, like he used to get points on the break, you know, he's not a guy that's going to come down and spot it up from three and jack it up. Like that's not Russ. It's never been Russ. Russ takes it to the rack. That's where Russ is best. And with the Clippers, you got PG-13, you got Morris, you got Kawhi, you got Mann. There's so many dudes that can hit shots on that squad. I think his role kind of goes back to the Russ of old.
No, I absolutely agree with your assessment there. It's just you know, he's not going to jack up threes. He's not just going to come out of the break and shoot a 15, 18 foot shot. You know, he has been the guy that gets it out on the break and gets the lay-ins and gets the dunks and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, you agree with me, or I agree with you, however we look at it. He has better talent around him. I mean, when you can throw the ball, you pass the ball to PG-13, you can pass the ball to Kawhi Leonard, you know, it's going to increase your chances of being a little bit more successful rather than what he had with the old look Lakers. So we'll see what happens with all this in Clipperland. But once again, we're still talking about the Clippers. You know, they spent a lot of money to bring Kawhi in and PG-13 and the rest of the guys, and it hasn't materialized into anything yet. Now, would I like to see the Clippers be successful? Sure. You know, I mean, they would be the team in L.A. that I would root for. There's no way in you know what I would ever root for the Lakers to be successful, being a Celtic guy. But, you know, look, the Clippers are trying to do something to better their chances, and they figured Russell Westbrook could give them a better chance to win and win more games and make a push into the playoffs. And, you know, you talked about Phoenix earlier as well. And, you know, I saw the Clips and Phoenix play a couple weeks ago, or a week and a half ago. My question, and you brought this up in your assessment, is where's the bench for Phoenix? Like, they have guys on that bench. I don't even know their names.
Yeah,
you know,
but
this guy?
Yes, I hear you, and I'm just gonna say this, okay? They have gotten some really good play from guys who, you're exactly right. Like, you don't know who they are. Okay, but they've been making some plays.
Right.
I'm talking about the Damian Lees of the world, who was on Golden
right.
State, has come over to the Suns, and has done a decent job for them. Campaign back in the lineup. Josh Okabe, or whatever his name is. Okie.
Yeah.
Like that dude from Georgia Tech. Has really played well and gotten some big minutes. So I hear you, and I don't necessarily trust guys. So they have to get out there and prove it to us. That's ultimately what's got to happen.
Yeah.
I hear the music. We got to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation because I'm kind of curious what you think, how high teams can get in the Western Conference, like Golden State, who absolutely stinks on the road, but they're great at home. Anyways, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You can join us if you'd like. We'll talk to you about anything that's on your mind. Doesn't even have to be about sports. You want to talk to us about music? You want to talk to us about culture? You want to talk to us about anything? Give us a holler. 1-800-878-7529. It could have a sports twist to it, which is great. If it doesn't, it's your world, man. We just want to check out what you're thinking about. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. It would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so I mentioned to you right before the break, I wanted to ask your thoughts, your opinions on maybe how high people, or I'm not people, but teams could get in the Western Conference. Because I think the East is pretty, I think it's pretty set. I think you're the four best teams are Boston, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Brooklyn is probably going to continue to, by the way, holy hell, what the hell happened to them the other day in Chicago? I think they're going to continue to kind of fall because they don't really have a squad anymore because of all the trades and everything right. That happened. So I think they're going to continue to fall down. Look for maybe New York to go up a little bit. And interesting what happened there in Atlanta with Nate McMillan and that fallout and whatever. Miami, after watching them play the Bucks the other day, I don't think they're very good. I think there's right. A big separation. I really do. But when you talk about the Western Conference, there is not as big a separation, okay? I think we're shocked and surprised at what Sacramento's done and kind of what they continue to do. Like, let's keep it real here. De'Aaron Fox the other night went off in that big game, by the way.
Yeah,
he went off. Sabonis has been fantastic for them. Great coaching. Just good. Everybody's bought in. Like, this is pretty cool to see, actually, okay? So totally cool with what's happened in Sacramento. I'd like to see them stay in the top four. I really would. Like, that would be cool to me, okay? But if there's a team that could fall, I think it might be them. I think Phoenix could rise a little bit. I think the Clippers are about where they're going to be. They might go up to four, maybe. Dallas, we haven't really spoken much about them since the Kyrie trade, and now you got Luka and him on the same floor, and it's been a little chaotic at times, bro. Let's just be honest. Let's call it like it is. It's going to take some time to feel that out. And, you know, you got the ball, I got the ball, and maybe you just go with it. Or, you know what, I'm going to try to create. And if it doesn't work for me, then I'm going to look. They got to figure it out. That's what I'm trying to say. There's too much confusion with how they're handling big moments. After that, I guess we have the Golden State Warriors and maybe the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, people are talking about them, that they could move up. And I guess my question to you about Golden State, dude, is, like, seriously, how in the hell can you trust or anybody trust that the Golden State Warriors are going to figure it out come postseason when you look at their record and it is flat out the opposite record on the home court versus what they do on the road? They're 23-7 at home and they are 7-23 on the road. Okay. They absolutely stink. They're one of the worst teams. One of the bottom five. Okay. They are the bottom five as far as it goes in road wins in the NBA. How in the hell can you trust a team like that? I'm sorry. Like you can't trust a team like that, Mike. So I almost, in a weird way, like I almost buy more into the Lakers having a chance than Golden State. And I know that that's insane because I really think neither one of them have a chance. Like this is Denver. This is Phoenix. This might be the year of the Clippers and Memphis. I really don't see Golden State playing much of a factor unless they win five games in a row on the road or something and show me that like this is an aberration and that they can turn it around come postseason.
Right. You know, you bring up the point that they are, that Golden State is so, like you said, miserable on the road. The only two teams that are worse on the road are San Antonio and Houston, and they're just bad teams all the way around. So we know that to be successful in the playoffs, you got to be able to win in the other guy's gym, right? And right now, Golden State, if they make the playoffs, they're a first-round exit because they're not going to be around. They won't be able to win in the other guy's gym at all. And they're going to have to do that if they make the playoffs and it kind of stays the way it is. You know, for them, and I know injuries have been a little bit of a bugaboo with them this year as well. But once again, look, you're the defending champs, and the way that they finished the season, much to my dismay, was just like they were just clicking. It didn't matter if they were in the Bay or playing in Boston or playing in Memphis or whatever it was, they were just clicking, and they haven't clicked all year. And you know, when we talked about the NFL this year, Andy, we talked about the Rams having that hangover, you know, that championship hangover. Yeah. I wonder if there's a bit of a hangover going on in the Bay with those guys as well. You would think that there probably wouldn't be because they've been there before. They've won four titles. They've done it, you know, they've done that before, but they're also human as well. So we'll see. I'm pretty much with you in terms of, okay, it could be Golden State or the Lakers kind of bringing up the rear, but I don't take either one of those teams too seriously in terms of the playoffs. You know, the team in the West, even though they do a lot of talking and it bugs me, is Memphis. I think that they could shock some people, but right now God, the Joker is just putting up MVP numbers again, and I know people are like, he can't win it three times in a row. The hell he can't. I mean, that guy with his inch and a half vertical leap is just putting on a clinic.
You bring up a great point. Okay, you bring up a good point. You brought up the Joker. So let me ask you, how important is it for the Joker to get a championship? And like this is as good of a year, good of a chance for them as any, right? Like they're number one in the West right now. It may go through Denver. Jamal Murray has come back. They got to get Porter Jr. on the floor, and Aaron Gordon has been exceptional for them this season. Things are clicking, like you said. Joker is putting up those MVP like numbers, and I heard Kay Perk the other day on some show. I don't remember which one. Maybe it was First Take, talking about like comparing him to Russ when Russ was the triple double guy, and saying like they're giving him all these opportunities to get these assists and this and that and the other. I don't see it. I think he's stretching it, bro. Like really really badly. Right. I think he's stretching this. What I'd like to see about from Joker is I'd like to see him be the guy at the end of a game that, that wants to take a shot a little bit more, because quite frankly, he can get a bucket when he wants to. So I think that that to me is something that I'll be looking for in the postseason from him. But how important is it, in your opinion, for Joker to get that monkey off his back? And like, come on, dude, you like you're saying, if this guy's going to be a 3-time MVP, like where does the championship come in then?
The championship has to come in at some point, because MVPs are great, but what do you play for? You play for the jewelry, right? You play for the ring. And I can guarantee he doesn't want to be that guy that wins all these MVPs but doesn't get to the promised land. I think a championship for him is immensely important, just to prove just how good and dominant of a player that he has been, you know, the last few years in his career. I mean, it's been insane what he's been able to do, but to have that championship, and whether it's one or multiple, it doesn't matter. He needs the championship to really solidify who he was at the end of his career in the NBA.
Well, not only that, if you think about some of these former greats, like a Charles Barkley, what's the one thing Charles Barkley is missing? That's it,
right,
man. He had the MVPs as well. He's missing that. Okay, so with that being said, a guy that is not missing either one of those, but new situation for him, how important is it for Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns to win in the next year or two, or maybe three tops?
Right. I think it's important because it's extremely important for the same reasons I kind of mentioned with Joker in Denver. Look, I mean, Phoenix has talent on their team. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And with that starting five, you got CP3, now you got Durant, you got Booker, you know, you got a big three. And what Phoenix needs to have happen is for Chris Paul to just be more consistent, man. Like there are games where he just disappears. The game that I saw with him against the Clippers, he was non-existent. He where was CP3? It was almost embarrassing to watch him play that game. And I'm sitting there going, okay, when KD comes back, you're going to have a big gun.
I feel you.
I mean,
all right, bro. Let me take us out of here. We'll come back. We'll finish up this conversation, and we got to talk some college hoops because Purdue struggles against IU, baby. Once again, IU gets a huge win. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Voice your opinions. Let us hear what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Or give us a little bit of a check us out on Twitter. Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. All right, brother. We've talked a lot of NBA and obviously, it's something you and I enjoy a lot. It's near and dear to our hearts. But we do need to talk a little college hoops. We saw a lot of things happen Saturday, man, like buzzer beaters, obviously ASU beating U of A. That was cool. That was fun. Duke is looking pretty solid. Like that's a squad that I know, you know, we've obviously talked about them in the past, but been a little quiet about them for the past few years. North Carolina got a big victory. They needed that one over Virginia. Yep. Kansas, they held on. They've kind of like escaped a couple of victories here now. That ball security toward the end of the game for them was interesting to say the least.
Right.
Alabama, they're continuing to play extremely well under some interesting circumstances, like let's call it that, with Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
And frankly, I gotta give this kid some credit. Hold on. First, let me say this. I do have to give this kid some credit. Like, he's going out there and he's playing. The other day he has 41. Okay, like a career high. Saturday, they get a victory, right? And he has 24. And I want to hear your take on this, but all I'm trying to say first and foremost is you do have to give a kid a little bit of credit that he's able to go out there and he's able to play through a lot of these distractions. I know they're warranted, and I'm sure we're both going to be somewhat on the same page, and we're wondering why he's playing games and when there's an investigation going on. I hear you, and I understand it. But all I'm saying is, looking at this on a purely just competitive looking at it, right? Like the way that this kid's going out there and handling his business, I do give him a lot of credit, Mike.
Oh no! Look, you and I are on the same page with probably about every aspect of the situation at Alabama. He is handling his business, and for whatever reason, you know, he's still allowed to be out there. And let's not forget, you're innocent until proven guilty, right? So all this all this stuff going on, you know, outside the arena, will take care of itself. It just will, because it always does. And, you know, to put up the points that he is doing under pressure that you and I can only imagine maybe what it would be like, or anybody imagine what it would be like, is incredible. So, you know, and look, on the flip side of the investigation, in terms of him being the one that brought the gun that the guy used to kill this other individual with, you know, the police and lawyers and prosecutors, all those people, they'll get that figured out. But it is kind of hard to understand why he's still being allowed to play. And like I said, I know he's innocent until proven guilty, but this is, I mean, you can make the argument he's accessory to murder. And, you know, if he wasn't an athlete, how would this be playing out? If he's not an athlete, he'd be in jail. He would be detained right now. And so it's, from that standpoint, it's interesting. But Alabama's a threat to win the national championship. They got some players. They got some dudes.
But if you take Brandon Miller, you take him out. Are they really a threat? That'd be my question for you.
Well, look, if you take their main stud off, then you severely decrease their chances of winning any kind of title. You take them off, they may not even win the SEC tournament. You take
right.
them off.
Right. So I'm going to take it even a step further. I would say that he's very close to one of the best players in the nation right now. That has something to do with it. They're saying no, but again, it's just kind of, it's difficult to understand this at this moment in time. We both agree you're innocent until proven guilty. But this is an interesting situation where he's continuing to play and there's probably a lot more questions than answers, at this moment in time. And that's kind of how I'm going to leave
right.
it. And I don't know what the right course of action is, to be honest with you. So I'm going to leave it where I said, I'm amazed at how well this kid is handling his business on the floor under some extremely difficult circumstances at this moment in time. Houston, bro. We haven't talked about Houston since Phi Slamma Jamma, bro.
Right.
They're number one in the country. Okay. I know that they're not playing the best, okay? Like, we got to take that into consideration when you're playing in the American Conference, right?
Right.
I mean, there's
right.
something to that, but there's also something to momentum. They don't lose very often. They're probably going to win 30-plus games, so they've got that going for them. Kansas, I think, even though they've had their struggles, they lost 70% of their offense from last year, and they're right back there knocking on that door. Purdue has
right.
faltered a little bit here down the stretch.
Yeah, they have.
IU, I think, is a team that can go extremely far. I think the same way about U of A. I know they had a little hiccup with A-State on Saturday, but, you know, that happens. In-state rival game and just things
right.
like that are going to happen.
Right.
Marquette, we've talked a little bit about that squad. They're pretty good. They're legit. Gonzaga, what'd you think of them beating St. Mary and can kind of keeping their dominance in the WCC, right?
Right. They're still keeping their dominance. I mean, there's really, it's kind of them and St. Mary's in that conference, really. And, you know, you brought up Houston. They don't really play too many people of substance. Gonzaga and St. Mary's suffer from the same thing as Houston. They don't play really anybody of substance until they get to the tournament. And like you said, with Houston, we have to kind of see how this how this plays out in terms of the tournament when they have legit competition coming at them, if they make a run into, like, once you get into the Sweet 16 and further with that. And that's been Gonzaga's, you know, that's why everybody's kind of, they kind of doubt Gonzaga because of the level of competition that they face in the WCC. The team that I'm going to keep my, or I've been keeping my eye on is Tennessee. Tennessee has played pretty well this year. They're 11th ranked. And I can see them making a run, a deep run in the tournament. But once again, you and I both know with the tourney, it depends on what region you're in, where you have to travel, who else is in your side of that side of the region or side of the bracket, with all that. But, you know, Tennessee is one of those teams. I'm not too sure, with Miami. I know Miami's in the top 15, number 13, I believe. But, you know, this is one of those years, Andy, and I think you and I have talked about this on numerous occasions. There's a multitude of teams that could win the national championship this year. There's just not that one team. Everybody thought it was Purdue, but like you said, Purdue has been stumbling down the stretch. And I watched that IU-Purdue game yesterday. My son and I watched that before we watched Jason Tatum do his thing. And so my son and I were both like, isn't Purdue just supposed to be this great team and all this? And I said, yeah, but they've been losing. They haven't been shooting great. Their defense can be kind of leaky. I will say this. They have a point guard. That Purdue team has a point guard that plays really well. He's a little flashy, and he throws great passes and stuff, a great leader of the offense. But I have my doubts with Purdue, because you talked about momentum earlier. Purdue's kind of lost that momentum that they had earlier in the year. And when you're getting into conference tournament time, and then you get to the big dance, you got to be working on all cylinders.
No, I agree.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That kid Edie too, by the way, just an absolute beast down there. I think has a pretty good makeup, dude. They got solid guard play. They're big dude down low. He can ball. That's an NBA talent for sure. I don't know, man. I think the Big 12 and maybe the Big 10, although there's like 50 schools in the Big 10, there's probably more than 10. But the point is I think those are your two best conferences this year. Did you see the Iowa-Michigan State game, bro? Like that was insane.
Oh my God.
That was insane. That How does Michigan State blow that one, right?
Can you imagine what Izzo was like in the locker room after that game? I don't know if there's going to be a locker room left. You know, he's an emotional coach. He's a fiery coach. And you give up a lead like that in the last 90 seconds of the game on the road, holy smokes, that could just kill the rest of the season, tournament time, all that stuff for Michigan State. I mean, it's, you know, and granted, look, we all know Michigan State as a school has been dealing with some tragedy itself, and a win yesterday like that at Iowa for that program, for that school, would have meant the world. But holy God, that was just a collapse like I haven't seen in a while. But you got to give Iowa great credit. They made the shots. They came through in clutch time, you know, and did what they had to do, and it was absolutely wild. I'm sitting there going, am I watching what I think I'm watching? Holy smokes, this is insane. But once again, it's tournament time. You gotta expect crazy, man.
Five or six three-pointers there to get themselves like in that position. So yeah, okay. And then real quickly, I want to touch on this because we're up against it. A-State getting that victory over U of A changes things potentially for U of A where they might be put. Does it help A-State potentially be that third team, because I know it's UCLA and U of A, but anybody else from the pack going to make it? A-State hasn't been bad, dude. They won 20 games this year.
Right. No, I can see that. That was a big win. I mean, U of A is top 10. They go on the road. And granted, they won the way they won, but you still walked out of the gym with a dub. So, no, I could see A-State get into the tournament. They got to get past the first couple rounds of the conference tournament here in a couple of weeks. So we'll see how that shakes out as well.
All right, we're going to pause for that cause, and then we're going to come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. At this time, we do what we do. It's called Parting Shot Time. So before we do that, you can always check us out on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, Parting Shot Time. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to college basketball, man. We are getting down to that time where, like Dorf and I have been talking about, buzzer beaters, upsets, just craziness. I'll be up in Vegas in a couple of weeks for the Pac-12 tournament. It's going to be fun. college basketball. This is their time of the year. This is when they make their money, and just grab your popcorn, sit back, and enjoy the madness, as Andy and I like to say.
Look, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. We went 2 hours, and we didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers and all that nonsense. And I hope you know I'm totally joking, because we're bigger and we're better than that. We don't need to spend 2 hours talking about nonsense. We can spend 2 hours talking about what the people want to hear, which is talking about what's happening right now, live, front and center of us. And obviously, it's NBA hoops time, baby. We got a big one coming up. Suns playing the Milwaukee Bucks. No Giannis, no KD, but maybe, just maybe, a preview of what could come here at the end of the season in an NBA Finals matchup. Never know, but get your popcorn, everybody. Enjoy your Sunday, and until next week when we meet you on the air again, for Mike Wilson, Robert, John Poulter, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.